Those baby birds are so cute. But they don't look at me anymore when I visit them. They know I'm not their mom.
They know the difference between their real parents and someone just pretending. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. When baby birds first hatch, it's easy to get them to pop their heads out of their nest looking for someone to feed them. But as they get older, they can tell whether one of their parents is there to give them lunch or if it's just a person trying to get a look at them. And we're kind of like those birds, too. Of course, you recognize your parents' voices, but what about God's voice? John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." Our story today is called Baby Birds. "Brielle, I have a surprise to show you," announced Dad one morning. "Remember the bird's nest I showed you out here?" Dad pointed to a large plant that hung outside the window. "The 5 eggs in it have all hatched." Brielle's eyes grew wide as her father lifted her onto a chair so she could peek into the nest. "Where are the baby birds? I don't see anything but a pile of fuzz and twigs in there." "Watch," said Dad as he cracked open the window. He made clicking noises with his tongue, and suddenly 5 tiny heads popped out of the fuzz. "Oh, I see them," squealed Brielle. "They have their eyes closed." Gradually, the heads sank back into the fuzz. "Do it again, Dad," begged Brielle. So Dad made the clicking noise again, and the 5 heads popped back up. Brielle and Dad visited the birds every day. Soon their eyes opened, and they got new, larger feathers. But they eventually stopped responding to Dad's clicking noise. "They know I'm just fooling them and that I'm not really one of their parents coming to bring them dinner," Dad told her when she asked him about it. Then he added, "We're kind of like those baby birds. We have to learn whose voice is whose." "But I know when it's you telling me something, or when it's Mom," Brielle assured him, "or Grandma or Grandpa or Mrs. Jones or whoever." "Yes, but we have to be able to identify God's voice too," Dad said. "How do we do that?" asked Brielle. "By learning about God from the Bible. He will never go against what he says there. The more we learn about who God is, the easier it becomes to recognize his voice." Brielle thought for a moment. "Well, I know God loves people because he sent Jesus to die for us, so he will always tell us to love people too." "It sounds like you're learning to recognize God's voice already," said Dad with a smile. "Other voices we hear might tell us to do whatever we want, but God's voice reminds us that only Jesus can satisfy our hearts and fill our lives with hope, joy, and peace. He's the one who feeds our soul with his love, and we need to learn to recognize his voice and do what he says." So what about you? Do you recognize God's voice when he speaks to you? In today's Bible reading, Jesus refers to himself as the Good Shepherd and those who know him as his sheep. Sheep recognize their shepherd's voice, and as you grow in your relationship with Jesus, you'll learn more about him and what his voice sounds like. Get to know him better by reading and studying the Bible and listen to what he says. Our key verse once again, John 10:27.
"My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me."
And our key thought for today, learn to recognize God's voice. You know what? I love to hear from listeners just like you. So if you ever have a question about God or the Bible or anything else, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of those questions we receive from kids like you. Who knows? Your question might be in the next issue. So send them my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.